Taking a look first at your news for the hour. State House Representative of the 67th District, Phil Green, was named as the State Lawmaker of the Year by the Children's Advocacy Centers for Michigan. The award is in recognition of his commitment to ensuring the Children Advocacy Center and their multidisciplinary partners have the funding and support they needed to effectively respond to child abuse. The CAC coordinates responses when there are allegations of physical and sexual child abuse through work with local law enforcement, child protective services, and medical professionals. They provide forensic interviews, medical evaluations, mental health services, and victim advocacy for children under the age of 18. Green represents the city of Lapeer and the townships of Deerfield, Elba, Hadley, Lapeer, Marathon, Mayfield, Metamora, and Oregon townships in Lapeer County, the townships of Forest, Genesee, Richfield, and Thetford in Genesee County, as well as Watertown Township in Tuscola County. And another news for today. Lapeer County recently transitioned to the new emergency alert system Motorola Rave, which will disseminate information faster about emergencies for a targeted audience. Residents can receive alerts by text, email, voice, or TTY for people with hearing or speech impairments. Residents who previously received notices with the Code Red system should automatically be registered with the new Rave system. Rave can let residents receive notices to boil water, as well as information about water main breaks, shelter-in-place orders, traffic flow issues, and missing persons. Also, residents can register for non-emergency notices, such as special events that are going on in the community. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The long-awaited Owendale Village Sewer Lagoon Repair Project is starting to inch forward. Clerk Randy Howard reported that this month's meeting that bids for the work have been open and are now in the hands of the engineering firm for review, as well as to make a recommendation. If an accepted bid is approved by the council, work could begin by this autumn, according to Howard. Howard also explained that the Michigan Cooperative Liquid Assets Security System is a specialized local government investment pool for municipalities to pool funding together, helping participants get better interest earnings. After the discussion, the council adopted the proposed investment policy. And another news for today. Worth Township's Board of Trustees has decided there will be no new short-term rental permits issued after the current round of permits expire. There's been a plethora of short-term rental properties throughout the state and the thumb. A short-term rental is a furbished living space that is rented out for a short period of time and are usually booked on websites such as Airbnb or VRBO. They serve as an alternative to hotels for tourists or business travelers and are used as vacation destinations. The board made its decision on no new rental permits due to the court ruling. Courts affirm local restrictions, affirming that private deed restrictions and zoning ordinances can prohibit such rentals and that municipalities can ban or regulate them. It was noted that the township's moratorium is only temporary to allow the township to evaluate the rules and regulations governing them, and if they meet the local regulations. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, April the 23rd of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.